All right, we're at the Windows Azure event here on Microsoft campus. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Paul Sterling. I'm from Embraco, which is an open source .NET CMS.
Interesting. So talk a little bit about what that means, what you do.
Sure. Well, we make a CMS called Embraco, and it's a CMS and a framework, 100% .NET, 100% open source. It's MIT licensed, which is very open license.
Okay.
And we have something on the order of 100,000 implementations.
Nice.
It's a fairly mature open source product. It's been around 5+ years.
Sure.
And anyways, it's because it's one of the few that are pure .NET. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of .NET developers adopting it.
Okay.
Which is great.
The reason that we're talking to you, obviously, is based on your adoption of Windows Azure. So you moved to the cloud, and you've decided to go the Windows Azure route. Talk a little bit about some of the thinking behind why you did this.
Sure. Well, we make the product,
Yes, right?
And what it has always been run in a traditional hosting model.
Mm.
So stand up a server, configure it, deploy our software and everything else you need, and then you're ready to start using it.
Mm.
Well, that's a tremendous amount of work, as anyone can tell you. Even if your host is setting that up for you, still a lot of custom configuration. And that that's not just for Embraco, that's for any custom app. And so we started looking at Azure 2 years ago, roughly, as a way to solve some of those initial issues. Now, Embraco is very easy to use, but in order to use the easy stuff, the good stuff, you still have to do all this other configuration around the server. So what Azure brings to us is the potential for getting rid of all of that pre-work before you're really ready to start using Embraco.
Sure.
And so what we've done is we've created an accelerator. What the accelerator does is it lets you run Embraco, current version with no mods, on Azure in a hosted web role. So that's where we are right now. So it's great. We didn't have to build a special version. Are super great for people, and I think this is going to be a fantastic story. We're going to see a big uptake right away. There's already tons of interest. Lots of people have tried it. This accelerator actually ties together and wires up all the pieces that you need to make it work.
Interesting. And so let's talk a little about, one of the great things about Azure, as you mentioned, is, in terms of the worker role, if you create an ASP.NET application or some managed server-side application, it's just as easy as throwing it up there.
Yep.
Right, you deploy it through Visual Studio, et cetera, et cetera. But of course, with CMS, you have a lot of data. So are you adopting SQL Azure? What's going on there?
Yeah, so we have, yes, we are adopting SQL Azure, to answer you directly. In addition, we also are supporting SQL CE, which is the file-based database. So for smaller sites, SQL CE makes a lot of sense because it's full SQL, or very nearly full SQL. Super easy to deploy, doesn't have the dependency on SQL Azure. Now, if you're running a bigger site where you want the management and all the other bits that come with SQL Azure, you can also deploy SQL Azure as part of the accelerator. It's just some configuration entries that you put when you're deploying Embraco.
Cool. So, why did you choose Windows Azure? What's going on here?
Well, Windows Azure is the one platform that really delivers what we are looking at, which is kind of the, you click it, it installs, and next time you turn around, it's ready to go, right? There are other cloud and virtual offerings that are close to that, but didn't quite deliver the one click without you doing all the same elements that you'd be required to do in a traditional hosting, configuring your server, deploying your Embraco, and all of the custom code you may have created on top of that. Well, this can do all of that right from your desktop, and that's the point of the accelerator. Going forward with Embraco version 5, it will actually be a native Azure app.
Wow.
So the accelerator is the way that you get legacy apps to run on Embraco. And I expect we'll see more than just.
So let's dig a little bit into that then,
yep.
A little bit about this accelerator. Can you explain a little more about what exactly it is?
Sure. Well, Azure is very flexible in the sense that there's very few, at least from my limited experience, very few legacy apps that won't run in Azure because of all the different offerings. You know, we've selected the hosted web role, right? So that's a basically an IIS instance. But it lets us have some other things like access to Windows Azure storage and SQL Azure and things we need because we need to write files different places. What the accelerator does is it takes all those pieces and wires them together into a single application. And that application happens to be in Bracco. It happens to hide a lot of that complexity about knowing how you actually wire all that up. That's what it does for you. And it's configuration-based, so it's very straightforward. Very easy for a developer to look at and understand what's going on.
Very cool. So now, in terms of your application itself, I mean, are you using WCF? I mean, what's going on with your communication channels?
Sure. Well, Embraco is an ASP.NET Web Forms app, and has been for a while.
Cool.
And version 5 of Embraco that I mentioned is MVC3. So it's a departure from the Web Forms. But we'll have two versions. We're going to have Web Forms and MVC. They both run on Azure.
Sure.
The Web Forms will be via the accelerator, and the MVC will be a native app.
Okay, so when you say native, you just mean it's running in a web role.
Precisely.
Written in C#, I'd imagine.
Without having this accelerator kind of wrapper around it, it will just go into Azure.
Now, let's talk a little bit about MVC3. I mean, what led to that decision?
Sure. Well, we made the decision roughly a year and a half ago. We saw the adoption and the traction that it was getting. And more than that, it's just really nice to work with. Embraco has a reputation, which I think is well-deserved, of being developer-friendly. We think a lot of developers already have and more will adopt MVC. Consequently, Embraco should too. And that's why we're making the investment and going to MVC. We think it's going to be a great platform for the future, really.
Excellent. Now, you've learned a lot, I would imagine, over today and the past couple of days here at this Windows Azure deep dive for partners. And what are some of the things that stand out for you as like, wow, that's going to really help me out?
Sure. For Embraco, the things that we've seen are really around the way that Azure is tying together all the pieces into a much more cohesive piece. So you don't have to go to three different places to manage your SQL Azure, your service bus, and et cetera. Yeah. It's really coming together in one place. And I think that's going to make it much more compelling for developers, especially for web developers, right? They don't want to spend all their time doing configuration. That's the whole idea of Azure in the first place. So I think this bringing in this more management consoles, I guess you can call it, the management portals, would make that much easier for folks to adopt and get up to speed with quickly without having to know all the underlying elements.
Totally. And so, and finally, I would ask, I mean, your experience with working with, I mean, clearly you were an early adopter of Windows Azure and provided feedback to the team. And what are some of the feedback that you gave that's been implemented or that they've addressed? I mean, what sort of learnings do you have for
us?
Well,
hosted web role is probably the big one for us because without that, we wouldn't have had a current version running. And I think that's not just an Embraco piece, right? There's a lot of other legacy apps that will use that. That's the big one for us. Obviously, the management pieces, and I think the chorus was strong around asking for a more unified management experience. Those are the two big ones.
Sure. Excellent. And I mean, that's one of the great things. You are able to easily manage, and it's certainly work that needs to be done as we move forward in that area. I mean, scaling is actually pretty dynamic now with being able to increase nodes if you need it, if you have a busy CMS system.
Yep. Yeah, it's there's so many advantages, and you know, I won't go through all the advantages that Azure brings because hopefully someone else better qualified will say that. But there are lots of advantages to moving to Azure that you just get without having to explicitly ask for them.
Awesome. So. Cool. Well, hey, thanks for coming on Channel 9, and
you're welcome.
Thanks for coming to this event.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Great job, man.
Cheers.